I hear you were out of town for a few days last week.
Yeah, I kind of lucked out, although I had to leave the morning of the big snow, so it was touch and go for me whether I was actually going to get out of my home. But yeah, I had 5 days down in Arizona while you guys were all digging out of the snow, so that wasn't too bad.
Yeah, I guess so. But you did catch, I guess, the front end of Snowmageddon there.
Yeah, in fact, it was the first day I rode my newly studded, tired bike to work. I thought I'd be ambitious and ride it home after council that night, but there was already 6 or 8 inches, and I didn't make it too far. I had to push the bike through all that deep snow.
I'm a little curious about in-town snow clearing because, you know, some roads obviously were cleared fairly quickly, and there's some, even, you know, when I was driving around on Sunday, where, like, Lady McDonald Drive and some areas of South Canmore, it was just like, it doesn't feel like there's been too much plowing work done here. There's still a lot of snow on the streets. What's the limitations to the snow clearing program in Canmore?
In practice, the only limitation is the number of drivers available and of equipment. Volker Steven has the contract, of course, and I think they had all their available crews out. And there is a prioritization, so the primary routes, the most important roadways, are cleared first, of course, and they likely had quite a bit of equipment out on the highways as well, so there may have been a conflict in that way.
But there's nothing like a hard budget cap where they can only do so many snow clearing hours.
No, we have a number in the budget, but it's sort of based on previous years. In some years, we spend very little on snow clearing because we haven't had a lot of snow, and other years, quite a bit. No, there is no hard cap. As often as they have to plow, that's what happens. We pay extra for plowing that's required outside of the contract period.
What about removing snow? Like, there's plowing snow, then there's removing snow.
They remove snow as well, but clearly plowing roadways, laneways, has got to take priority. As it happens in the budget for 2016, as you've seen, Tanya, there's proposed increased funding for additional clearing to get rid of those windrows that pile up in the middle of the main streets and come in closer to the curbs to make the parking and the bicycle passing more efficient. If that's approved in the budget, and I suspect it will be, we will have enhanced snow clearing as of 2016.
One thing I thought that was really amazing last week is all the 266 garbage bins and recycling bins had to be shoveled out.
That was a stellar effort on the part of town staff. I heard all hands were on deck. Those are fairly important sites. People can't get their garbage to the garbage bin and trucks can't pick it up. It starts to make a mess.